Well, it is 12:37 in the morning, and I'm about to go to sleep, and I thought I'd just record some quick thoughts here. So, I just started Anchor back up. The last time I used Anchor was like a year and a half ago. It was a long time ago. I think I was just starting off at HRN, or it wasn't that far after that. I didn't use it for very long in the beginning. It was a very different kind of application back then. It was really almost like Snapchat for audio. It would cut you off, and then it would only exist for so long. So anyways, I took to it a little bit, but I, for my own reasons, I thought it was annoying because I had to figure out really clever ways to retain the audio and use it. Like, you'll hear some Anchor recordings and some of my later episodes of Curve the Cube that I had to basically put my mini me down on the table next to it and replay and play back my episode and just to record it that way just so I could save it. So anyways, Anchor's come a long way. I know they were bought. I can't remember by who, of course, right now, but I know they were bought and I clearly are being invested in. And so I thought, you know what? I want to record things on the fly and take listeners with me on the fly, just like I used to in my Curve the Cube days, but now kind of Curve the Cube means like Instagram stories via audio, hence the Anchor app. So the idea to do this again, I can thank my dear friend Vivi for, she wants to start her opinions podcast, and she's been talking about it for a while, and kind of impromptu thing, I spent the night at her place the other night. It was really fun. We haven't had a girls' night for just hanging out, the two of us, in a long time. So she told me the next morning over breakfast about wanting to finally start the opinions podcast. So we were talking about ways that she could do that, blah, blah, blah. And she was asking about the Anchor app. So we explored it again, and I dove back into Anchor. Hadn't seen it in a while, and had heard rumors of the improvements. And so I thought I'd give it a shot. And you know, I want to follow her and support her, so I started a new account to do that. And of course, that just led me down the rabbit hole of, well, why don't I just start a damn podcast again? So here I am. And I decided to call it, rather than Curve the Cube, obviously this isn't Curve the Cube, but this is me continuing that legacy. So it's called Jemmy's Curved Cube Continues. And if you look at the show art for it, it's something really super special. I am just coming off of two things, keynoting at PodFest, Multimedia Expo for 2018, and also representing podcasting at the Hispanic Radio Conference put on by Radio Inc. magazine. But at PodFest, as a keynote, I got a really cool surprise. There's this artist, and I believe it's called, you can find her at Podcast Voice Art, I believe is her handle on the social medias. And her name is Jenny Largent. And they had PodFest arranged for her to paint our voices. So she took a clip of us and took the sound reflection of that, the sound wave reflection of that, and painted it as an awesome surprise courtesy of PodFest for all the keynote speakers. So the painting in my show art there is of that, and it's of me saying, here's to your next Florida adventure, which is kind of the closing tagline of the Finding Florida podcast. And then also contained in the show art, of course, is the Florida Podcast Network show logo or network logo, the Finding Florida podcast show art, and the Florida Podcasting News show art. And the significance of those three is clearly this is the next stage, next level of my career. I'm very excited to see where things are going. We have Beach Talk Radio out of Fort Myers, who's now part of the network. We have Suzanne Boyd, who was a morning anchor with CBS 12 for 20 years, and she's just a stellar, amazing broadcaster. She now has People of Palm Beach on the network. So things are really going well, you know, to have Glenn partner with me, joining me as both co-host and business partner or business cooperator, as we still joke. You know, it's just a blessing. So I'm excited to see where things go. As of this morning, I had the extra exciting, wonderful milestone of paying it forward. Glenn became my mentor 2 years ago. And as of today, I am officially, well, yesterday, because it's now, it's 12:41 a.m. now. But I am officially mentor to 10-year-old Izzy Jerome, and I could not be happier. So everyone who's listening to this, please go find Izzy on all the social medias. She is at Reporting Live Podcast. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram. And she's just a delight. And I'm so honored to be mentoring her. This is a real cute, full new stage of podcasting, of me curving my own cube. And if you want to go back and hear how it all began, listen to the Curve the Cube podcast. But I'm excited for this new stage, and I'm excited to be doing this on-the-fly podcasting journey with Anchor.